请起立。
We will continue to give thanks and sing praises to our Lord.
让我们不停止向我们的主歌唱赞美。
Jesus, with a heart of praise and thanksgiving, we come before your presence.
主以感恩的心，我们到你的面前。
Lord, thank you for your love and all the things that you have done for us.
感谢你的爱，感谢你为我们所做的一切。
Jesus, you have said, I was found by those who did not seek me.
主你自己说，不寻找我的，我却被你们寻找。
I have revealed myself to those who did not ask for me.
没有寻找我的，我向你显现。
Jesus, it was you who came to seek us.
主是你来寻找我们。
It was you who came to love us first.
是你先来爱我们。
Jesus, this morning we will sing praises to your name.
早晨我们要来歌颂你的名。
We give you all the glory and praises.
将所有的赞美都归给你。
Love was where God became a man, locked in time and space, without rank and place. Love was God, Lord of Jews, just a carpenter. Some fishermen. Love was when Jesus walked in history. Love he brought a new life that's free. Love was God.Love was done. and love one such as I. Love was when Jesus rose to walk with me. Love was love, only He would try to raise and love one such as I. Love was when Jesus rose to walk with me. Lovingly He brought a new life that's free. Love was God, only He would try to raise and love one such as I. The mighty cross that God Himself should die for such as us, and every day we're changed into Your image more and more. Yes, by the cross we've truly been transformed. Thank You for the mighty cross that God Himself should die for such as us, and every day we're changed into Your image more and more. Yes, by the cross we've truly been transformed. So the mighty cross that God Himself should die for such as us, and every day we're changed into Your image more and more. Yes, by the cross we've truly been transformed, and we're so amazed. And we give You praise that You would save us at such a cost. We're so amazed, and we give You praise for the power of the cross. We're so for Because of what you have done, we can come before the presence of our God. Because of what you have done, we become children of God. We are people who have been saved by grace. We have been set free from sin and death. Christ is now real in us.
主耶稣在我们的里面。
We have been born again, born of water and spirit.
我们已经重生，是从水和圣灵生的。
Christ now has filled our hearts.
我们的心可以感受到主耶稣。
Jesus is the living water who can quench our thirst.
主耶稣是活水泉，解我们一切的干渴。
He brings satisfaction to our thirsty soul.
让我们干渴的灵得到满足。
He is our life, our joy, our living hope.
他是我们的生命，我们的盼望。
Love and life and lasting joy.
Yes, Lord Jesus, this song become our prayer.
主啊，这首诗歌是我们的祷告。
Only you can satisfy this thirsty heart.
唯有你可以满足这个干渴的心灵。
Lord Jesus, this morning we come to long for your words.
早晨我们渴慕你的话语。
We come to long for your presence.
我们渴慕你的同在。
Lord, speak to your church.
主啊，向你的教会说话。
May your Holy Spirit continue to move among us.
你的圣灵继续地感动我们。
Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
最近啊，读到一篇文章。
Recently, I read an article.
啊，讲到作者他年轻的时候。
Where the author recounted.
每年到这个时候年底的时候。
When he was young, every time when it comes to the end of the year.
他都会收到百货公司寄来的啊各种的这个圣诞的商品目录。
He will receive all kinds of catalogs for Christmas.
他收到的时候呢，他总是非常兴奋的，很仔细的去观看每一个图案，每一个商品。
He will excitedly examine each picture in the catalog.
他说他现在不再从他的邮箱里面收到这些目录。
However, now the catalogs are no longer appear in the mailbox.
但是这些目录呢，却出现在他的电脑，出现在他的手机上面。
But they appear on his computer and the cell phone.
并且是更个人化的。
And it's even more personalized.
是按照他的渴慕，按照他的梦想去演善，去推送的。
It was created according to the personal preferences, and it was calculated precisely.
让人不由自主的沉迷在其中。
So that you would, without noticing, that you would be in, sucked into it.
专家把这种现象叫做白日梦的一个消费。
And the experts call this phenomenon dream scrolling.
根据某个杂志它的记载。
According to a magazine's article.
美国的一个某个金融公司它做的一个调查。
It was a research done by a U.S. financial services company.
他说美国人每一个人平均花费2.5个小时，每天花费2.5个小时在这个白日梦消费当中。
That on average, an American spent 2.5 hours a day on dream scrolling.
这个的分布呢是Gen Z 的世代花3个小时。
And for Gen Z, it's about 3 hours.
Baby boomer 呢花1.5个小时。
And for baby boomers, they spend about on average 1 hour.
他们最喜欢做的一件事情就是把他们喜欢的东西放到网站的一个购物车。
And the most common phenomenon is that they would add things they like to their online shopping carts.
或是在他们的浏览器开一个分页。
Or they open a browser tab.
这样子呢，他们可以经常的看到。
So they can frequently see them.
这是他们把他们的梦想放在一个随时随地都可以参考的地方。
Because they keep their dreams readily available.
这个是他们短期的一个目标。
And they make them their short-term goals.
他们盼望哪天梦想就成真。
And they're hoping that one day their dream will come true.
因为对于白日梦消费的这个群组来说。
Because for the dream scrollers.
当他们一拥有这个东西的时候，一切都会变得美好。
Once they possess this thing, their life will be better.
我们姑且不论断他们所做的事情。
Let us not judge them for what they do.
但是我佩服的是他们的专注跟他们的追求的一个精神。
But I truly admire their focus and their dedication.
对我们基督徒来说，我们每个人手中也有一本目录。
For us Christians, we also have a catalog.
这个目录里面不是商品。
The catalog doesn't have the commodities.
但是却记载了很多很美好的应许。
But it records a lot of wonderful promises.
比起这个商品的目录，只提供了暂时的需要。
Comparing to the catalog, the commodity catalogs that only cater to temporary needs.
这本目录所记载的是人真实的需要。
This catalog records people's real needs.
这个目录不是未来的目录。
This catalog is not for the future.
使我们觉得虚无缥缈，要等到以后才知道到底有没有。
They're making promises that seem eternal and uncertain till later.
这本目录记载的是今生我们就可以拥有的一个应许。
This catalog records the promises that we can have today.
跟我们要如何得到他们的方法。
And how we can obtain them.
对于有一些人来说
，To some,
这个目录的价值是非常大，超值非凡。
This catalog's value surpasses any material worth.
它比任何东西都宝贵。
It's more precious than anything else.
值得花一辈子的时间啊，去研究，去细细的品尝。
It's worth a lifetime of careful appreciation.
但是虽然这个目录它的价值非凡
，But although its value is extraordinary,
却没有很多人真正知道它的价值。
Few recognize its true worth.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us,
那些如果你用白日梦消费的一个精神去来看这本目录的
，If You view this catalog with a daydreaming consumer's spirit.
你就是一个有福的人。
You are the blessed ones.
他说他的人生要像一棵生长丰满的树。
It says that their life will be like a fully grown tree.
会结果累累。
Will bear abundant fruit.
每一件事情他所做的都是顺利的。
Everything they do will be successful.
早上我就想从这本目录上面来挑几个的记载。
This morning, I'd like to share on a few entries in this catalog.
这是大家都已经有的一些福气。
These are the blessings we already possess.
但是我们经常忽略了这些东西。
But we often neglect them.
好像这些东西不存在那样子。
As if they don't exist.
最近我们在读约翰福音。
Recently, we've been reading the Gospel of John.
我们讲到尼哥底母来找耶稣。
We share that Nicodemus came to Jesus.
耶稣直截了当地告诉他，你需要重生。
Jesus told him directly, you need to be born again.
因为不重生就不能活在耶稣所在的那个境界里面。
Because without being born again, you cannot enter the realm Jesus is in.
耶稣还跟他讲说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从圣灵生的才是圣灵。
Jesus also says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
这是两个非常不同的一个境界。
There are two extremely different realms.
我们在座的都是重生的基督徒。
We who are seated here, we are born again Christians.
但是我们很容易忽略重生对我们的价值。
But we easily overlook the value of being born again to us.
以至于这个重生的地位不能让我们心中有喜乐。
So that the status of being born again cannot bring us joy.
这是早上我希望跟弟兄姐妹一起看的事情。
This is something I'd like to share with you together.
从耶稣跟尼哥底母的对话中，我们知道人若不重生，就不能看见神的国。
From the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, we know that if a person is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
这次我在读这些话的时候，
This time, as I read these words,
我觉得能够看见神的国真的是很奇妙，真的是很大的一件事情。
I felt that being able to see the kingdom of God is truly miraculous and a great thing.
我记得有一次有一个姐妹叫我听一个声音。
I remember once a sister asked me to hear a sound.
她说你听见了吗？
She asked me, "Do you hear it?"
我说我没有。
I said no.
他说就是那个声音啊，很明显的一个声音。
She said that voice is so obvious.
我就是听不到。
But I couldn't hear it.
我很努力的去听。
I tried very hard to hear it.
但是我没有办法听到。
But I couldn't hear it.
因为我不具备他的听力。
Because I don't have her kind of hearing.
所以我就听不到他所讲的声音。
So I couldn't hear what she was talking about.
如果你们有类似的经历，
If you have similar experience,
你们就能够明白那一天我觉得很沮丧。
You understand how frustrated I was.
这个还是发生在同一个境界里面的事情。
And yet, this is something that happened in the same realm.
我们都是人。
We're all human.
我们都有耳朵。
We all have ears.
但是我听不到他所讲的事情。
But I couldn't hear what she was talking about.
但是我们所讲的是要看到神的国。
But we're talking about to see the kingdom of God.
这是另外一个境界的事情。
This is something of a different realm.
这不是我们想要看就能够看到的。
It's not something you want to see, you will be able to see.
我说什么是看见？
So what does it mean to see?
看见就是把一个不存在的，好像没有的东西，因为看见你把它实现化了。
It's like you know and understand and realize something not through our senses, but through your desire of seeing.
借着看见，我们能够断定一个东西到底有或没有。
Through seeing, we can judge whether something exists or not.
真实或不真实。
True or false.
只有圣灵才能够让我们看到神的国。
Only the Holy Spirit can help us see the kingdom of God.
我以前从来没有感觉到能够看到神的国是一个特权。
I have never felt before that being able to see the kingdom of God is a privilege.
是多么奇妙的一件事情。
And what a wonderful thing that is.
彼得在彼得前书讲了一句非常好的话。
Peter in 1 Peter says something wonderful.
你们虽然没有看见过他，却是爱他。
Whom having not seen, you love.
如今却虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
是的，我们的肉身的眼睛没有看过耶稣。
Yes, our physical eyes have never seen Jesus.
但是我们里面的眼睛却看见了。
But our inner eyes have.
因此我们可以爱他。
Therefore, we can love him.
虽然我们肉身的眼睛没有看见过耶稣。
Although our physical eyes have never seen Jesus.
但是因着相信。
By faith,
我们可以享受一个大的喜乐。
We can experience this great joy.
弟兄姐妹，你觉不觉得这是一个特权？
Don't you think that is a privilege?
主耶稣在地上的时候，曾经对他的门徒说过。
When Jesus was on earth, he told his disciples.
你们的眼睛是有福的。
Blessed are your eyes.
因为你们看见了。
For you, they see.
你们的耳朵也是有福的。
And your ears.
因为听见了。
For they hear.
我实在告诉你们，有以前有许多的先知跟义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听所听的，却没有听见。
For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
弟兄姐妹，我盼望我们知道我们的眼睛是有福的。
I hope we know that our eyes are blessed.
我们何等的喜乐，因为我们是有一群有看见的人聚在一起。
How joyous we are because we are the assembly of the people that can see.
这是神的恩典，让我们能够看见。
It's truly by God's grace that we can see.
保罗在哥林多前书也说。
Paul also said in 1 Corinthians.
他说属血气的人不能理会圣灵的事情，觉得愚拙。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him.
因为这些事情只有属灵的人能够看透。
Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
属血气的人只能知道属血气的事情。
Those who are of the flesh can only comprehend fleshly matters.
因为属圣灵的是在另外一个境界。
Because the spiritual realm is another realm.
只有在那个境界的人才能够明白。
And only those who are of the spiritual realm can understand it.
感谢主，我们是一般有看见的人，我们是在另外一个境界的人。
Praise God, we belong to the other realm. We are able to see.
接下去，耶稣又说，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And then he said, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
只有重生的人才能够进入神的国。
Only those who are born again can enter the kingdom of God.
这对还没有相信的人，他的门槛是非常高的。
So this threshold is high for those without faith.
我们之前周五有讲过从水和圣灵生的意思。
We shared on the meaning of being born of the water and the Spirit on Friday night.
意思就是我们需要悔改，我们需要相信。
Meaning we need to repent and we need to believe.
这个在人自己是不可能的。
This is impossible for men.
进神的国不像我们去预约一家五星级的餐厅。
Entering the kingdom of God is not like making a reservation at a five-star restaurant.
只要你有能力，你就可以进去。
As long as you can afford it, you can enter.
这个也不像我们去参加一个球赛。
And it's unlike a ball game we're going to.
只要我们买门票，我们排队，我们就能够进去。
When you buy a ticket and you wait in line, you can enter.
神的国不是这样子的。
Not so with the kingdom of God.
我们人不能凭着自己进到神的国里面。
No one can enter the kingdom of God by ourselves.
已经进去的人也没有能力要带着别人一起进到神的国里面。
Those who already entered cannot bring those they want to bring in either.
我们很爱我们的家人。
We love our family members.
但是我们没有办法把父母带进去。
But we cannot bring our parents there.
丈夫不能把妻子带进去。
The husband cannot bring the wife there.
我们也没有办法把我们的孩子带进去。
Nor can we bring our children there.
每一个人都要自己做决定。
Everyone must make his own decision.
你有聪明，你不能进去。
You cannot enter just because you have intellect.
你有能力，你不能进去。
Just because you have ability, you cannot enter.
你有好的行为，你也不能进去。
Nor with good deeds.
我们记得那个少年的官。
Remember the young official.
他有聪明，他有地位。
He had intellect and position.
他也有好的行为。
He had good deeds.
他说这些从他小的时候他都做了。
He said from youth he has practiced them all.
但是对不起。
But excuse me.
在人的境界里面也许你是一个好的人。
Perhaps you're a good person in the realm of men.
但是你不能进神的国。
But you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
他只能忧忧愁愁地走了。
He left in sorrow.
唯有神的工作。
Only by the work of God,
借着耶稣基督
through Jesus,
因着人的相信
by faith,
我们才能够进去
can we enter in?
在哥罗西书那边告诉我们
in Colossians we're told,
他说他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势
he has delivered us from the power of darkness,
他把我们迁到爱子的国里面
and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love,
这是神所做的
This is what God has done.
只有神能够把我们带到神的国里面。
Only God can convey us into the kingdom of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有看到能够进到神的国是一个何等大的权利？
Do you see what a privilege that we have that we can enter into the kingdom of God?
我们不能稍微夸口说啊，这个我有功劳在其中。
We cannot boast at all that we have any credit in it.
是圣灵先软化我们的心。
It's the Holy Spirit that softened our hearts first.
当我们回想我们还没有相信的时候
Remember before you believe.
我们对基督教有偏见
We have prejudice toward Christianity.
我们对神有很多的误解
We have misunderstanding toward God.
我们有种种的原因让我们相信不下去
We have many reasons that stop us from believing.
后来我们又是怎么相信的呢
How do we end up believing?
是我们忽然睡一觉起来我们就懂了
Was it you just suddenly understood after you woke up?
不是的。
No.
这是主的工作。
It's by God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
This is by God's work.
并且这是一个何等大的恩典。
And that's a great grace.
我们今天都是一个看见神的国，并且也进到神的国里面的人。
We're all people who have seen God's kingdom and enter into.
但是我们是不是宝贵这个恩典？
But do we treasure this grace?
我们有没有忽略这个恩典？
Have we neglected this grace?
好像因为我们很轻易就得着了，所以这就不算什么。
As if it's not a great deal because we have attained it so easily.
还有一些基督徒把它当作是一个过去的事情，已经这是以前的事情。
Christians took it as a history. It has been done in the past.
如果我们这样做的话，我们在走天路的时候，我们就没有喜乐。
If we do that, we will not have joy as walk on the way to heaven.
我们也不会宝贵神所给我们的救恩。
Nor will we cherish the salvation God has given us.
现在我们再来看彼得前书第一章三到四节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 again.
这两节经节我们可以一起来读。
Let us read together.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着那个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留到天上的基业。从这两节圣经里面，他说到很多很大的事情。
In these two verses, he speaks of many great things.
他先讲到神的大怜悯。
The first is God's great mercy.
因为救恩是神所规划的。
For mercy is part of God's plan.
是神开始的，也是神的工作。
God began and it's the work of God.
所以他说这个是神的大怜悯，让救恩能够临到人。
It's by the great mercy of God that it has, the salvation has come upon men.
英文讲到这个大怜悯，它讲到说是丰盛的怜悯。
In English, it says abundant mercy.
这个丰盛的怜悯怎么在人身上被体验出来呢？
How is this abundant mercy experienced for man?
就是借着重生。
Through being born again.
因为我们被重生了。
Because we have been born again,
我们就经历了神的这个大怜悯。
We experienced God's abundant mercy.
一个被造的人，
a created man,
一个必朽坏的生命，
a corruptible life,
竟然可以得到另外一个生命，
can gain another life,
还不是一般的生命，是神的生命。
Not an ordinary life, the life of God.
人可以得着这个生命，这是一个丰盛的恩典。
Man can gain this new life. Truly, it is the abundant mercy.
第二件事情，他讲到说，人可以有盼望。
Secondly, he speaks of the hope that we can have.
他说，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
We have a living hope.
一个罪人怎么可能有盼望？
How can a sinner have hope?
我们知道，我们生下来就是往死去。
We know after we're born, we're walking toward death.
我们一生下来就往死去的人，怎么会有盼望？
We who were born to die, how can we have hope?
圣经告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死，并且死后有审判。
The Bible says, as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment.
我们都知道，人人都有一死。
We all know everyone dies.
没有一个人会为了这句话来辩论。
No one can argue about this.
每一个生下来的，他都有死。
Everyone that was born will die one day.
这是千真万确的。
This is true.
那下一句也是千真万确的。
So is the next sentence.
死后有审判。
The part of the sentence says, after this, the judgment.
不是相信这句话的人才会有审判。
It's not those who believe this will be judged.
无论我们相不相信。
Whether we believe it or not.
无论我们愿不愿意。
Whether we're willing or not.
死后都有审判。
After death, there is judgment.
在活着的时候，人没有盼望。
When we're living, man had no hope.
死后，人要遭遇审判。
After death, man will be judged.
以弗所书说，我们是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
Ephesians said, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
为什么说到死呢？
Why do we talk about death?
我们不是活生生的会讲话会呼吸吗？
Aren't we living? We're speaking and we're breathing.
他讲到死是因为我们失去了感觉。
The death is talking about losing our senses.
我们对罪没有感觉。
We no longer feel that we have sinned.
我们以自己为中心。
We are self-centered.
我们随着魔鬼的魔鬼放纵情欲。
We live in lust according to the scheme of the enemy.
随从今世的潮流。
We follow the trends of this world.
所以一个人没有盼望。
That's why a person has no hope.
是因为他死在罪恶过犯中。
Because he was dead in trespasses and sins.
有一个人说了一个故事。
There's a story told.
他说有一天他走到一个溪旁。
He said he walked by a stream one day.
他看到那个水在流。
He saw the stream water flowing.
他看到有一些枯干的叶子。
He saw some withered leaves.
那看到几条小鱼。
And some small fish.
在逆着水流而上。
The fish were swimming upstream.
小鱼有生命。
The fish had life.
所以能够逆流而上。
They are able to swim upstream.
叶子没有生命。
But those withered leaves have no life.
所以只能随波逐流。
They can only drift with the current.
人为什么讲说他是死的呢？
Why do we say that people are dead?
因为人他虽然活着也像着死。
Because although they're living, they're as if they're dead.
因为世界的潮流一来的时候。
Because when the trend of the world came,
是人立刻被卷走。
People are immediately swept away.
被世界的潮流冲去。
Carried by the current of the world.
人跟着潮流。
People follow the tide.
因为没有生命。
Because they had no life.
只要有生命。
As long as there is life.
不需要你是大的鱼。
You don't need to be a big fish.
小小的鱼。
Even a small one.
只要你有生命。
As long as you have life,
你都能够逆流而上。
You can swim upstream.
这个就是人在死在罪恶过犯中没有盼望的情形。
That is how a man can be alive and yet dead in trespasses and sins.
但是彼得却告诉我们
But Peter told us,
我们重生的人有一个活泼的盼望。
We who are born again have a living hope.
活着的时候我们有盼望。
When we're living, we have hope.
因为我们的盼望是在乎我们的救主。
For our hope is in our Savior.
因为我们的盼望是在那个已经死而复活的救主。
For our hope is in the Lord who has died and rose again.
他已经从死里复活。
He has risen from the dead.
所以我们可以有盼望。
That's why we can have hope.
我们不是寄望于好运。
We're not hoping for the best.
我们不是寄望于天色常蓝。
We're not hoping that the sky is always blue.
不会遇到难处。
We'll never encounter challenges.
希望永远不要有不好的事情发生。
Hoping nothing misfortune will happen to us.
那是错误的盼望。
That is a wrong hope.
基督徒没有被免于生老病死。
Christians are not exempt from birth, death, aging, or sickness.
没有被免于生活上的难处。
We're not exempt from the hardships of life.
但是我们有盼望。
But we have hope.
因为我们的盼望是在于主。
Our hope comes from the Lord.
在不容易的环境里面，主的恩典够我们用。
In difficult circumstances, His grace is sufficient for us.
只有基督徒可以不无可奈何的随波逐流。
Only Christians can be able to not just flow, go with the flow.
因为主的话信实。
For the word of the Lord is faithful.
主的话没有改变。
His word never changes.
我们盼望是一直的仰望他。
Our hope is to behold him always.
带领我们经过一生大小的环境。
Trusting that he will lead us through big and small events.
这个盼望之所以叫做活的盼望。
This hope is called living.
因为主是活的。
Because the Lord is alive.
每次我们觉得我们力量不够。
Every time we feel overwhelmed.
我们可以转眼仰望耶稣。
We can turn our eyes to Jesus.
我们就再一次能够看到盼望。
We can see hope again.
这个是我们现在就可以经历的。
This is something we can experience now.
那将来呢？
What about the future?
彼得继续告诉我们说。
Peter continued to say.
他说将来我们在天上有基业。
That we all have a heavenly inheritance.
他用三个不能来形容这个天上的基业。
He described the heavenly inheritance with three cannot.
不能朽坏。
Cannot perish.
不能玷污。
Cannot be defiled.
不能衰残。
Cannot corrupt.
我们都看见过一个房子旧了的样子。
We've all seen an old house.
这个坏那个坏，对不对？
It's corrupted here and there.
不能朽坏，讲到说不会因着时间而腐蚀。
Imperishable means it won't decay over time.
没有裂痕。
Won't crack.
也不会变旧。
Won't get old.
没有一点老化的现象。
There's no sign of aging.
不能玷污，讲到说不脏。
Undefiled means it won't get dirty.
从第一天开始，一直到结束，都是一个完美的状况。
From the first day to the end, it's always perfect.
不能衰残，讲到不会变色。
Uncorrupted means it does not fade.
它的价值，它的美丽不会改变。
Its value, its beauty will not change.
我们现在才得救。
We are saved now.
那些之前得救的人。
Those who were saved in the past.
他有一天得到天上的基业。
One day they will receive the inheritance in heaven.
不会因着我们比较久得救，我们看到的是已经旧的了。
Not because we've been saved longer, we will receive something older.
它不会变样。
It does not change.
我虽然不知道什么是叫做天上的基业。
Although I don't know fully what heavenly inheritance is.
但是我知道地上的盼望。
But I know the hope on earth.
地上的盼望是一个预告。
It's a sign on earth.
预告天上的盼望是什么样子。
Foretelling us what it will be in heaven.
这个盼望使我们心中有喜乐。
This hope will give us joy in our hearts.
最后彼得再继续讲下去。
And then Peter continued to say,
在23到25节。
In verses 23 to 25,
我们也一起来读一下这两节。
Let us read together.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子， 是借着神活泼长存的道，因为凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这个道。二十三节讲到重生的一个根据。
Verse 23 speaks of the basis of being born again.
他说我们蒙了重生。
We are born again.
是因为不能坏的种子。
Not of incorruptible seed.
耶稣说从肉身生的就是肉身。
Jesus said, which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从圣灵生的就是圣灵。
And that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
源头很重要。
The source is crucial.
因为源头决定接续下去的。
Because the source determines the continuation.
如果源头的是会坏的种子。
If the source is a perishable seed.
那肯定接下去的也是会坏的。
For sure, the continuation will be perishable.
如果源头是不会坏的。
If the source is imperishable.
那接下去的也是不会坏。
The continuation will be imperishable.
24节就是描述我们外面的身体。
Verse 24 describes our physical condition.
我们外面的身体的源头是会朽坏的。
Our physical source is perishable.
所以凡有血气的都会像草枯干。
So all flesh is as grass and all.
所有短暂的荣美都会像花那样子凋谢。
And all the glory of man as the flower of the grass.
这是每一个有血气的人的一个结果。
This applies to every man that is of the flesh.
但是重生的生命不一样。
But not so for a life that's born again.
它有一个不一样的源头。
It has a different source.
因为它的源头是一个不能坏的种子。
For its source is an incorruptible seed.
当他在相信的时候。
When he believes.
这个种子已经种下去了。
The seed has been planted.
这个不能坏的种子。
This incorruptible seed.
彼得说就是主的道。
Peter said it is the living word of God.
这个道是活泼的。
This word is living.
这个道是长存的。
It's enduring.
这个种子是不能坏的。
The seed is incorruptible.
彼得在这个地方第二次讲到活泼。
A second time, Peter said living.
活泼的盼望。
A living hope.
活泼的话。
A living word.
保罗说他的外体虽然会毁坏。
Paul said, although his outward body was decaying,
但是他的内心呢，却一天新似一天。
But his inner self was being renewed day by day.
他的外体是在一个律里面。
His outward body followed the law of nature.
这个律呢，会衰老，会毁坏。
Because of this law, it will age and decay.
但是他里面的生命，他的内心是另外一个律。
But his inner being follows a different law.
是那个由于出于不会坏的种子。
It's out of an incorruptible seed.
外面所做的无论是什么。
Whatever you do outwardly.
怎么再小心的保护它。
However carefully you protected it.
有一天都会毁坏，都会失去价值。
One day it will corrupt and lose its value.
但是在我们里面的生命。
But the life within us.
那个活泼长存到永远的道不是这个样子。
This living and enduring life is not so.
彼得用两个词形容神的话。
Peter used two terms to describe the word of God.
他说活泼，他说长存。
He said living and enduring.
这个话是活的。
This word is living.
是有生命力的。
It has life.
能够成长的。
It is able to grow.
能够结出果子来的。
It will bear fruit.
主的话每一个人读都有不同的结果。
When everyone reads God's word, we have different understanding.
我们说这个话有生命力。
Because this word has life.
因为这个话能够根据我们的需要向我们说话。
Because according to our needs, it speaks to us.
我们说这个话有生命力。
We say this word is vibrant.
因为我们经历过这个话能够影响我们。
For we experience the word's influence.
我们的生命因着神的话有了改变。
And our lives are transformed by God's word.
这是我们很多人都可以做的见证。
This is a testimony we can all testify.
彼得说这个话也是长存的。
Peter said this word is also enduring.
因为它是存到永远的。
Because it lasts forever.
主耶稣自己说天地都要废去，但是他的话却不能废去。
The Lord Jesus himself said, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
今天这个种子在我们的里面。
Today the seed is already in us.
这个种子会怎么样的发展？
How will this seed develop?
根据我们如何对待它。
Depend on how we treat it.
我们都很熟悉那个撒种的比喻。
We are all familiar with the four scenarios about sowing the seeds.
他讲到四种情形，他说如果我们不在乎也不关心神的话。
It talks about four different scenarios. If we don't care about God's word.
这个话呢就好像种子落在路旁。
It's like a seed planted by the roadside.
结果神的话就会被仇敌夺去。
The enemy will snatch it away.
使我们心中没有神的话，没有东西存留。
So nothing remains in our hearts.
这个就表现在我们基督徒我们来聚会。
It will be shown when Christians gather in the assembly.
但是离开的时候，好像我们没有带走什么，我们的心是空的。
But when we leave the assembly, it's as if we brought nothing. Our hearts are empty.
我们没有得着。
We did not gain anything.
这个就是仇敌来把种子拿走了。
This is the work of the enemy. He took the seed away.
第二种情形讲到说，我们听到的时候，我们欢喜接受。
The second scenario says, when we hear the word, we joyfully accepted it.
我们赞同，我们觉得这个话讲得很对。
We agreed and we said it is well done.
但是这个认同是在表面上的认同。
But this agreement is only superficially agreement.
因为我们没有付代价去改变现状。
Because we did not pay the price to change our hearts.
每次听的时候，我们的心就会刚硬一次。
Every time after we hear it, our hearts are hardened.
我们又听，我们的心又刚硬。
And the more we hear, the harden our heart.
所以这样的一个土印的一个泥土。
So this is a hardened soil.
虽然有种子。
Although the seed is there.
那个种子进不到土里面去。
The seed cannot grow into the soil.
生不了根。
It cannot take root.
还有，心中也许会有荆棘。
And thirdly, you may have thorns in your heart.
哦，世上的思虑。
The worldly worries.
钱财的迷惑。
The value of the wealth.
其他的欲望。
The allure of our desires.
这些都会把种子挤住。
All those things will choke the seed.
让它不能生长。
So that it will not grow.
只有把听见的话放到心里面反复思想的。
Only by storing the word into our hearts and meditate upon it.
细心呵护的，忍耐，等待它成长的。
Carefully nurturing and patiently waiting for it to grow.
种子才能够健康的成长。
Can the seed develop freely and healthily?
既然我们可以看见神的国。
Since we can see the kingdom of God.
我们能够进到神的国。
We are able to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们也有活泼的盼望。
And we have this living hope.
并且我们有不能坏的种子在我们的里面。
We have this incorruptible seed in our hearts.
那我们今天可以做什么呢？
What can we do today?
我们应该过一个不一样的生活。
We should live a life that's different.
我们都知道一个器官，我们不去用它的时候，它就会衰退。
We know an organ, if we don't use it frequently, it will decay.
虽然我们拥有看见的能力。
Although we have the ability to see.
但是如果你不去用它。
But if you don't use it.
你越不用，你就越看不见。
The less you use it, the less you see.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常用外面的眼睛。
We often use our physical eyes.
外面的眼睛我们用的太多了。
We use our physical eyes so often.
我们需要用里面的眼睛。
We need to use our inner eyes.
去看属灵的事情。
To see things of the spirit.
去看属灵的境界。
To see the spiritual realm.
我们也要生活在神的国度里面。
We also need to live in the kingdom of God.
这个世界不是我们的家。
This world is not our home.
我们已经搬家了。
We have moved.
我们已经搬到神的国度里面去了。
We have been transported into the kingdom of God.
所以我们要在乎神的国里面的事情。
So we need to care about things of the kingdom of God.
圣经告诉我们要去寻求他的国和他的义。
The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
把我们的力量、时间投资在神的国的里面。
Invest our time and effort into the kingdom of God.
既然我们有活的盼望。
Since we have this living hope.
我们要把这个盼望表现在我们的生活上。
Practice express this hope in our living.
我们不要像世人唉声叹气。
Don't sigh and worry like people of the world.
祖上埋怨。
And complain.
我们操练敬虔。
Let us practice godliness.
像我们照顾这个会必朽坏的身体那样子。
Like we take care of this body that will corrupt.
我们宝贵我们里面的这个不能朽坏的种子。
Take care of the seed that's incorruptible within us.
宝贵主的话。
Treasure the word of the Lord.
让神的话一直在我们里面生根成长。
Let God's word continue to grow and take root.
作为我们生活的一个准则。
And be the principle of our living.
求主帮助我们看见。
May the Lord help us see.
让我们看见了，我们心就有说不出来的喜乐。
And that after we see, we have this joy, it's unspeakable.
我们最后再唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn.
我们要唱刚刚我们唱的最后那首诗歌。
We will sing the last hymn we just sang.
今主耶稣满足我的心。
Now none but Christ can satisfy.
每次唱这首诗歌的时候，
Every time I sing this hymn,
我都觉得第三节讲得非常的好。
I love what it says in stanza 3.
我们常常去到破裂的池子。
We often try the broken cisterns.
我们想要喝。
We want to drink.
我们觉得我们没有喜乐。
We felt as if we have no joy.
我们去外面找喜乐。
We went outwardly to find joy.
但是这个外面的东西，
But the things outwardly,
这个外面的池子，
the cisterns outwardly,
在笑我们，
is mocking us.
你不是基督徒吗？
Aren't you a Christian?
怎么还在外面？怎么还在我们这个地方找喜乐呢？
Why are you still finding joy, trying to find it?
你的喜乐应该在你的里面。
Your joy should be found within.
哦，很羞愧。
I'm so ashamed.
常常我们有需要的时候，
Oftentimes when we are in need,
我们还是去外面找。
We still try to find it outwardly.
我们需要回到我们里面来。
We need to come back to the inside.
今主耶稣满足我的心。
Now none but Christ can satisfy.
我们求主都给我们有这样的经历。
May the Lord give us this experience.
Oh Christ in thee my soul has found and found in thee alone.Thank you.
let us all find the joy of being born again in you, Lord. Let us all find this new life.
主让我们在你的里面找到生命喜乐。
Let you be the stream of everlasting living water flowing into us.
愿你的生命成为一个活泉，涌流在我们的里面。
And flowing out of us, so we can serve others.
从我们身上涌流而出，好让我们可以服侍别人。
Lord, now that we have this life, let us know how to use it every day.
我们已经得到这个生命，帮助我们来使用。
Just ask you to guide us. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
求你引导我们，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Be seated.
请坐。